for him.
Thank you. Hello.
Yes.
Thank you. Dick McGuire on 90. Thank you.
How much money have we got at this moment?
We have available, sir, to be expended about two.
Mm-hmm. And how much should we commit this morning to television?
Well, basically, the local TV program, I don't know the exact total, will run shy of three, sir. But what we're working on is a program. As you know, we expect substantial help from our labor friends. There is always a huge problem in getting that money into the campaign. I had talked with Bill Moyers on this, and we feel that this is an excellent method of doing it, where they, for instance, in Michigan, say, would contribute to the state committee, which in turn would buy this local program, sir.
Mm-hmm. The Attorney General came in, and we had quite a discussion and some little heat generated. He said his campaign's going to cost $1.5 million, that we had taken $3.5 to $4 million out of New York, that he could raise about $300,000 on his own, that he could borrow about $500,000, but that would just take about half of it, and that he felt like that we had a commitment to take care of the rest of it for him. And I told him that our commitments went to the Congressional Committee and the Senatorial Committee, but that I had made no commitment to spend any several hundred thousand in any single senatorial campaign. It would be a very dangerous practice. And if I did it in New York, how could I avoid it in Pennsylvania? And how could I avoid it in California? And he said, well, he was the one that made the commitment, and he had an obligation, and he got Krim and these other folks to come in and raise this money, and we brought it down here, but we had a commitment to give it back to him.
Well, let me say, if I may please, sir, that as far as I'm concerned, I know of absolutely no such commitment. And our arrangements were, sir, that whatever was raised in New York was coming down here, which it did, and then whatever we decided to put back, which would be in the discretion, you know, of yourself, a campaign committee, as it were, this is the way it was to be. But absolutely no commitment, sir, of any kind in this fashion. I may say, incidentally, sir, that Steve Smith has approached two or three fellows up there, Abe Feinberg and Arthur Krim, to ask them to really help Bob Benjamin, and each one of them has, in effect, told them that they're working 100%, you know, for you, and that this is the way it's going to be.
Well, I think you better get them down here,
yes,
the ones that have their obligations to us and their firm commitments to us, and let us talk to them tomorrow and let us get their ideas on what we could do, what they think our commitments are, if any, and so we don't have a misunderstanding, because he's very definitely the opinion we're going to finance his campaign to the tune of several hundred thousand.
Well, sir, as far as I'm concerned, that's completely of his own making, because I know of no such...
I think that's right, but if we don't touch that base, you better just tell Feinberg that I won't see him, and say nothing about it. He and Krim and whoever else you rely on there. Did you arrange for them, or did the Attorney General arrange for them to take charge of this money raising?
As far as that's concerned, sir, of course they were doing it for President Kennedy, as it were, just as they are now doing it for you, sir. But the relations have always been, for instance, with Arthur Krim, it's been 1,000,000% with me, sir. And this applies more and more with Abe. But all of those people up there, sir, they're doing this.
Well, you better get the top four or five of them and have them in here tomorrow, next day, whenever you can get them, and just tell them that you want to come down here. We've got a little crisis. We want to talk over with them. And then we've got to tell them that we've got this $15 million that we got to raise and got to have, and see what they're going to do. And I told him that I'd get to you with Steve Smith and Ken O'Donnell, and y'all would work out what they could raise up there and what dinner we could have and what kind of a program for fundraising. And I'd be glad to participate in it, to help out, and we'd share the proceeds some way or other or do something. But that I didn't want to be obligated to furnish money that I did not have.
Absolutely right. I may say in both terms of Arthur Krim and Abe Feinberg, sir, within the last day I've talked to them specifically on this, and they're clear as crystal, sir, that everything they're doing. Another fellow who's been very helpful to us is Jim Wilmot up in Rochester, up in New York State. He also is one. All three of them, sir, I would regard them as the key. And I've talked to within the last day or so, and it's absolutely crystal clear, sir, that all of their efforts are 100% on your behalf, and what you decide to do from there, sir.
So you don't think we need to see them, then?
Frankly, sir, and those fellows, absolutely not. Now, I have made a meeting with Arthur. We were setting up a meeting. We're going to get Levian and Gould and two or three others. Incidentally, I talked with both Levian and Gould about this at the convention. And again, no problems in this score at all, sir. They're all enthusiastically just the way I've recited it. And what I've intended to do is to sit with them and, start to talk figures and numbers with them in terms of what we would turn up. And my strong feeling in all this is that what we turn up, sir, you decide what you want to do with it. But we have absolutely no commitment, sir. Along the line he's suggesting. Absolutely none.
Well,
and, I think fine we help or hype as you decide we should, sir, but all of the chief people up there that we're thinking about, they're all rallying just exactly the way they have been doing, sir.
Well, now we ought to see what they committed to do, and have they done what they committed, or are we expecting a good deal more out of them?
Oh, sir, we're going right back over the same ground. And I would certainly hope, sir, that we'd have another one big one coming out of there. And incidentally, every one of them are, just itching to get back at it. Levy and Gould, the whole of them. This is, because I think, two reasons, sir. First, they're getting to know you more and more. And secondly, of course, Mr. Goldwater. He scares the devil out of a lot of those people.
We better talk to them. Better get them in here whenever you want to, if you don't think this week, because they're going to be involved in this, and Steve is moving there. And I told him, and you be prepared, and what I would suggest to you when Ken and Steve sit down, that you say, well, now let's put on a big dinner up here, and you take charge of it, and you raise $6 or $8 million here for the library right at the time when we've got all these problems. And,
that's right.
But you take charge, and I'll deliver the president.
Well, there again, sir, frankly, I would not advise you to do that, if I may, please. I think we might have Senator Humphrey go up for a fundraiser. It seems to me you have already been there, sir.
Well, you might just tell him that you don't think I ought to go back there.
Listen, Mr. President, I'd be delighted. Uh-huh. And if I may too suggest, sir, I'd just as soon sort of carry the onus of this, and uh-huh. We can always come to you for decisions. Uh-huh.
Okay, well, I suppose you just don't tell anybody you talk to me. Forget it. Not even Ken. You just say that. Say that you understand this problem, and that Walter indicated to you that they'd been in this morning, and ask Ken what happened, and then you and Ken get together and try to work out some satisfactory with you and Ken and Steve Smith.
Very good, sir. As I say, I've anticipated this was coming, sir, and all the hatches are battened down.
All right. Now, I won't see where our money is coming from that we're supposed to have pretty well underwritten here, and so the first time you get a chance, you get your figures together and come back over.
I'll be delighted, sir.
All right.